All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League had a good bounce back week last week in week number 3 as I went 12-4. Did not get things started on the right foot for week number 4, rather. Due to the fact that I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers to defeat the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night, and in actuality, it was the Ravens that came out on top in overtime by the score of 23-20. But we still have 13 tremendous games on tap for this Sunday, along with our Monday night affair, as both the Tennessee Titans and New England Patriots have the bye week here in week number 4. So with that said, here are my picks for week number 4 in the National Football League season. Now, I'm going to start off tomorrow morning in jolly old London, England, as the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets are set to square off in an AFC East showdown. Now, both of these teams were embarrassed last week at home. The Jets took it on the chin as they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, while the Dolphins were run out of their own facility at the hands of the Buffalo Bills. I look at this game and I look at the defenses. Which defense is going to be able to rattle the opposing quarterback first, and which team is going to do a better job in protecting the football? Right now, regardless of the fact that they lost last week, the Jets are the better team than Miami, and I'm going to take New York in this one in London by the score of 30-17. Now, the 1-2 Indianapolis Colts will host the 1-2 Jacksonville Jaguars. And right now, you have a four-way tie for first place in the AFC South due to the fact that every team has a record of 1-2. Now, the Colts are 9.5-point favorites coming into this game. Andrew Luck has been listed on the injury report this week with an injury, but Colts head coach Chuck Pagano does expect him to play, and so do I. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars, to me, they are the little engine that could of the NFL. They try, but it always does not result in a win. And you look at the Jaguars, they were run off of the field last week at the hands of the New England Patriots. And I think you're going to see a more spirited Jacksonville Jaguars club this week when they take on the Colts. But Indianapolis was able to get their first victory of the season last week, and I think that momentum will propel them in this one. I'm going to take the Colts at home by the score of 31-17. Now, the 1-2 New York Giants will travel to take on the 2-1 Buffalo Bills. Now, the Giants, they got things started in week number 3 on Thursday Night Football of that week when they defeated the Washington Redskins at home, and they've had some extra time to prepare for this game. But at the same time, the extra time for the Giants does not mean that they're going to have a healthy team. Wide receiver Victor Cruz was attempting to have his first start of the season in week 4 against Buffalo, but he has been shut down due to a calf injury, and the Giants will also be without their best defensive end in Robert Ayers. Now, on the flip side for the Bills, they are flying high after last week's big victory on the road versus the Miami Dolphins, but they are going to be without running back LeSean McCoy and wide receiver Sammy Watkins. I look for this Bills defense to try to put as much pressure as possible on Giants quarterback Eli Manning. But with that said, in this offense, under offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, Manning has been doing a better job as far as getting the football out quickly. So that is going to put some pressure on this Bills secondary as they look to try to stop wide receiver Odell Beckham for New York. Now, for Buffalo, it's all about Tyrod Taylor, and it's all about the running game offensively. And the running game really sets things up for Mr. Taylor back there in the pocket. For the Giants to have to find a way to get a victory in this one, they're going to have to stop Buffalo from running the football in this one and force Taylor to beat them. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out type affair, and I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 23-20. Now, in the NFC South, the undefeated Carolina Panthers travel to Raymond James Stadium to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have a record of 1-2. Now, you look at two Heisman Trophy quarterbacks who are starting in this one. You have Cam Newton, of course, for Carolina, and Jameis Winston for Tampa Bay. Now, I look for this Panthers defense to put some pressure on the rookie quarterback in Winston and try to get him to force some turnovers in this game and give the ball back to Carolina in the short field. This Tampa defense must find a way to stop the running game for Carolina, and if they are unable to do that, they are going to lose this game. And thus, I'm going to take Carolina on the road in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, in the NFC East, you have the 1-2 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to the nation's capital to take on the 1-2 Washington Redskins. Now, both of these teams need to run the football. DeMarco Murray, the running back for Philadelphia, looks like he's going to be a game-time decision. And if he does not start, this Eagles running game has been better with Ryan Matthews. Why? Because he is a better fit for the spread-type offense that Eagles head coach Chip Kelly loves to employ. Now, which defense is going to put at the most pressure on the opposing quarterback, and which defense is going to be able to force the most turnovers in this game is going to determine the winner. I think Washington is going to do a little bit better job than Philadelphia as far as running the football, and I'm going to take the Redskins at home in this one by the score of 23-20. Don't look now, but the 2-1 Oakland Raiders will be in the Windy City to take on the winless Chicago Bears. And with that, Oakland, yes, Oakland, comes into this game favored by 3 points over the Bears. Right now, you have a young quarterback for the Raiders in Derek Carr, who is becoming more and more comfortable on a weekly basis. And that's a credit to Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio for beginning to put some pieces around him on both sides of the football. And this is a Raiders team that is believing, and you can see that Jack Del Rio is attempting to change the culture there. Now, for the Bears in this game, more than likely it's going to be Jimmy Clausen once again at starting quarterback for Chicago, but they have to get some semblance of order. They are very thin at wide receiver, thus it is not allowing running back Matt Forte to get going because opposing defenses are solely concentrating on stopping him. Now, this last week did see the Bears trade outside linebacker slash defensive end Jared Allen to the Carolina Panthers, and this is a Chicago Bears team. It's just the beginning of October, but they have rebuilding mode written all over them. Thus, I'm going to take Oakland on the road in this one by the score of 27-24. Now, the undefeated Atlanta Falcons will host the 1-2 Houston Texans, and Atlanta, they are flying high right now. They've won 3 games, all of them against the NFC East. So this is their first opponent outside of that division this year. But you look at Atlanta right now, at quarterback Matt Ryan and wide receiver Julio Jones, they are in sync and then some. And then on top of that, this Atlanta defense, they started off games slow, but they've been a very good second half team in the first 3 games of the season. I look for this Houston Texans defense as they'll have their matchup. They'll have a matchup nightmare trying to guard Julio Jones in this one. And the running game for Atlanta has also paid dividends for them. Thus, I'm going to take the Falcons at home by the score of 27-24. Now, the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals will host the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs have a very short week for them. They played this past Monday night on the road, and they lost to the Green Bay Packers. Now, they must turn around and take on the Bengals. Now, this is a classic for me. This is a classic trap game for the Cincinnati Bengals because this is a game that they should win. It's just a matter of whether or not the Bengals will show up. Defensively, they have everything that it takes to put pressure on Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. And offensively, you look at quarterback Andy Dalton, he has to protect the football, as does running back Jeremy Hill. Now, for the Chiefs, their offense simply comes down to Jamal Charles, plain and simple. Kansas City does have to feel better about themselves due to the fact that they finally had a wide receiver score an offensive touchdown last week. But defensively, you look at Tom Bahaly, Justin Houston, and Dee Ford. They have to find a way to put pressure on Andy Dalton. I think Kansas City can come into this game and catch Cincinnati sleepwalking, but the Bengals will have just enough to squeak by them, and I'm going to take Cincy at home by the score of 24-23. Now, the 1-2 San Diego Chargers will host the 1-2 Cleveland Browns. And this is the Chargers' first home game since week number one when they defeated the Detroit Lions, which is their only victory of the season so far. I think the home cooking is going to help out the Chargers in this game. More importantly, I think quarterback Phillip Rivers is going to do a good job of protecting the football and getting the football to running back Melvin Gordon early and often. This Chargers defense will look to put some pressure on Josh McCown, the Browns quarterback, and don't be surprised if Browns head coach Mike Pettine goes to quarterback Johnny Manziel at some point in this one. Thus, I'm going to take San Diego at home by the score of 30-17. Now, a few years ago, the Green Bay Packers meeting the San Francisco 49ers would have been big-time news in the National Football League, but the 49ers appear to be a team that is falling by the wayside while the Packers are still contending for the coveted Vince Lombardi Trophy. Now, the Packers visit the 49ers tomorrow at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California, and Green Bay is hopeful that this is not their only trip to Northern California this year, as this will be the site of Super Bowl number 50, or rather their only trip out there this season. Now, for the Green Bay Packers, you look at quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and simply he is just on another planet right now because he is in a zone. He is clicking with all of his wide receivers. It doesn't matter if wide receivers go down or not. The next man steps up, and they really bring it to the forefront for this Packers offense. Defensively, Green Bay is healthy right now, and I look to see them put a ton of pressure on Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who appears to be playing with a lack of confidence right now, and Green Bay will expose that. That is why I'm going to take Green Bay in a laugher, 34-17. Now, you have an interesting game in the NFC West tomorrow afternoon as the 1-2 St. Louis Rams will travel to meet the undefeated Arizona Cardinals. And I say it is very interesting because of this. St. Louis, under head coach Jeff Fisher, is a very tough out. They will play a physical brand of football. And you look at the Rams after they got off to the right start in week number one by defeating the Seattle Seahawks. They lost a shocker in week two to Washington. And then they came back and lost last week at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers. St. Louis has to come into this game with a mindset that they expect to win. Plain and simple. They have to find a way to put pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer. Again, this was the game last year in which Palmer hurt his knee when he went out against the Rams. So St. Louis has to come into this game and put some pressure on him and really take away the Cardinals passing game. But you look at Arizona, they are a very tough team at home themselves. And you have two teams that are eager for a win. The Cardinals want to try to bury the Rams while the Rams want to get back into the race in the NFC West. And I think this is going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take Arizona at home by the score of 27-24. Now, the 3-0 Denver Broncos will be hosting the 2-1 Minnesota Vikings. And you look at two of the greats at their positions of this era in this game. Of course, Peyton Manning, the Broncos starting quarterback, and Adrian Peterson, the Vikings starting running back. And make no mistake about it, as AP goes, so does the Vikings offense, because he takes so much pressure off of second-year quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. But with that said, Denver's defense will have a tough task as far as stopping Adrian Peterson, but I think he still has a solid game. But I don't see this Denver defense allowing Teddy Bridgewater to get comfortable. More importantly, you look at their edge rushers in Shane Ray, Von Miller, and DeMarcus Ware, who are playing phenomenal so far this season under defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. They will make it very tough for the youngster. Now, this Minnesota defense can hold their own as well, and thus Denver is going to have to run the football themselves to take some pressure off of number 18. And I will take Denver at home in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, on Sunday night, it's the 2-1 Dallas Cowboys traveling to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome to meet the New Orleans Saints. Now, it isn't often that a team who was winless in week number four is the favorite, but that is the case in this one, as the Saints are favored by over the Cowboys by 3 points. And you look at all of the Cowboys' injuries, and you also look at the fact that Saints quarterback Drew Brees, who did miss their week 3 loss to Carolina, is going to be back starting for New Orleans in this one. Now, this Saints defense, they're going to put some pressure on Cowboys quarterback Brandon Weeden. And as long as Weeden plays within the theme of the offense, he gives Dallas a chance. But you know there's always that mistake or two that he is going to make in a game, and it could be costly, just like it was last week for Dallas as they lost at home to Atlanta. Now, I don't see this Cowboys secondary being able to stop Drew Brees. Thus, I'm going to take New Orleans at home in this one by the score of 30-27. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have a pair of playoff teams from last season meeting, as the winless Detroit Lions will travel to the Pacific Northwest to meet the defending NFC champions in the 1-2 Seattle Seahawks. Seattle was able to get their first victory of the season last week, and it's a very simple formula for them: special teams, field position, solid defense, and running the football. And once Seattle does that, especially when they do it at home, they are a very tough team to defeat. Now, you look at Detroit, and to me, I think this is just another case of facing another tough opponent. Detroit started the season on the road against San Diego. They came back in week number 2 on the road and lost to Minnesota. And what did they get for their week 3 home opener? They got the Denver Broncos, who are playing some phenomenal football. And now they have to travel to Seattle and face a team that is beginning to find its groove. A very tough start to 2015 for Detroit, and I think they lose again. I'm going to take Seattle at home in this one by the score of 34-17. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 4 in the National Football League. And I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.